a scholar who was, or an alleged scholar who was hired to promote this denial project in the academy. I'm happy to say that so much good scholarship by so many scholars worldwide has so eroded and rebuffed Turkish denial that today Turkish denial is a laughing stock. The Turkish government is a laughing stock in the face of the rest of the world. And it would be so important for Turkey to move forward, to stop the denialism, to let go of this racist hate project against its ethnic minority cultures, including the Kurds today, to start embracing democracy, human rights, and diversity. The fact that Turkey has more journalists in jail than any country in the world over the last several decades, according to Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, tells us something. And so
we're going to have to leave it there. But Professor Balikian, we thank you so much for being with us. Pulitzer Prize-winning Armenian-American poet, professor at Colgate University, his Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Ozone Journal. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, board meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's 8:01 a.m. It's Monday. Stay tuned for more talk radio with your host, Cecil Prescott. In the meantime, KBOO would like to thank William, Ed, David, Teresa, and Jacques for their support of our current spring membership drive. Yes, you can become a member of the KBOO Foundation with your financial support to keep KBOO broadcasting, vital, independent, and beholden only to you, the listener. Go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Now, as promised, here's more talk radio on your community connection, KBOO Portland.
Good morning, and you are listening to More Talk Radio here on KBOO 90.7 in Portland, 91.9 in Hood River, 104.3 in Corvallis, and we are broadcasting this day, Monday, the 26th of April in the year 2021. I'm Cecil Prescott, and I will be your host this morning, and I am so excited to have with us some wonderful people who will talk about an excellent program that is happening and how you might become involved. For the past few years, here at More Talk Radio, we have had the honor to host and hear from the recipients of the Greenfield Peace Scholarship, and we will have that opportunity this morning. Joining us first this morning is Katie Morrow, staff with the Oregon Peace, with the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility, OPSR. Try to say that when you first get up in the morning. And Katie, thank you so much. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is
such
a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you. And perhaps we can begin by telling us something about your organization and about the Greenfield Peace Scholarship.
Yes. So as you said, I am the program assistant at Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility, and we're a nonprofit group and guided by the values and expertise of healthcare and public health, Oregon PSR works to protect human life from the gravest threats to health and survival by striving to protect our climate, end the nuclear threat, promote peace, and advance justice. We seek a healthy, just, and peaceful world for present and future generations. And this is the 13th year that we've held the Greenfield Peace Scholarship, and it is named after Del Greenfield, who was executive director of PSR for about 16 years. And in the past, the scholarship has always been a writing contest, but this year we switched our focus to visual arts. And so the theme is art and creation, self-expression, activism, and social change. And in the past, the scholarship prompt has always been a single question, but this year we decided to provide more of a reflection piece for applicants to respond to. We thought that might make more sense for the art medium. Is it all right if I share the prompt?
I'm sure, yeah. Why not? Yes, please.
Okay. Wow. So we started it with a quote from Toni Morrison. She says, "Art invites us to take the journey beyond price, beyond costs, into bearing witness to the world as it is and as it should be. Art invites us to know beauty and to solicit it from even the most tragic of circumstances. Art reminds us that we belong here." And then we have this reflection piece. "The past year has seen a multitude of upheavals throughout the world and in the United States. COVID-19 continues to spread throughout the U.S. and disproportionately impact Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities. In the effort to combat the spread of COVID-19, Oregon's most vulnerable people do not receive any consistent or effective support from governmental agencies or governmental resources. Systems of power fail to provide basic necessities, such as running water, shelter, quality health care, etc., to those most disadvantaged by oppressive systems. Oregon's wildfire season, worsened by the climate crisis, deeply scarred the land, displaced thousands of people throughout the state, endangered farm workers, and showed us just how much privilege determines survival, even in emergency situations. The Black Lives Matter movement advocates for the basic rights to life, dignity, safety, and health care. The movement protests the extreme violence against Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities that has been and continues to be enacted by racist people who are further empowered by systemically racist and oppressive policing systems. Oregon is now recognized by the federal government as a place of disruption and unrest, which has only been worsened by both the action and inaction from local and federal administrations. During the pandemic, environmental crises, and protests, visual art is an integral part of communication, memorialization, and catalyzation. As members of a world, nation, state, and community, we are called to pursue integrity and equality at a time when those we look to as leaders speak, act, create policies, and prioritize spending in ways that inhibit the pursuit of truth and justice. We find ourselves living in a time when systems of power widen disparities of all kinds, and the individuals in power can freely voice overtly racist, sexist, classist, and oppressive opinions. All the while, speaking out against these wrongs dramatically increases the risk of harm, ostracization, and death. These circumstances and events can be overwhelming, and the challenges at times may seem insurmountable. We all, however, can listen, learn, speak, and act in ways that strive for a better and safe world. Art is a powerful form of activism that can reach beyond social and cultural boundaries. Create a piece that uplifts and claims your experiences and understandings of the past year. And we had 43 applicants, which we were really excited about. And we had a team of 5 judges look at every piece and then come together through a Zoom meeting to decide the top winners.
This is so amazing. And as you mentioned, you took a different approach to the Greenfield Peace Scholarship by focusing on physical art this year. And also, it will be a different presentation because of the pandemic. How might people participate and view the art piece and hear and meet the recipients this year?
Yes, this year our awards ceremony is pre-recorded, and it will be premiering on the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility YouTube channel this Thursday, April 29th at 6:30 p.m. So if you'd like to learn more about all of this, you can go to oregonpsr.org, our website, and we'll have the link and information there.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm so excited to view it. I was going to say be present, but to view it. And it is so exciting to be able to talk with these winners of this scholarship. And I think we have MJ waiting to talk right now. So Katie, thank you. I don't know if you can stand by or engineer can tell you whether or not that's possible. But
okay.
Let's talk to MJ right now. Thank you so much, Katie. And you are listening to More Talk Radio here on KBOO. This is Cecil Prescott, and we are speaking with the recipients of this year's Greenfield Peace Scholarship, sponsored by the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. And we have with us one of the winners, MJ. MJ, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. And could you just say something about what motivated you to enter into this competition?
Well, I'm a high school senior right now, so I'm kind of, looking for scholarships, any that I can apply for, and our guidance counselor reached out to me and pointed me to the scholarship and said that it'd be really interesting. So I applied, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, exciting. It was. And I'm say something about how long have you been an artist? Where did that how did that become a part of who you are?
I think I've always just been a creative person. I'm not necessarily someone that can draw or paint, but I just like putting things together. My piece is kind of like a collage of sorts, is how I describe it. So I've always been able to be crafty in that sense.
Wow, it's quite a wonderful piece, and I'm looking at it. And I was wondering if you have your artist statement with you, perhaps you can read that, and that'll give our listeners an idea of what this fantastic piece of art is about.
I do. I can read it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. So this is a mobile piece I made that features the jingle cones typically found on a traditional Native American regalia for the jingle dance. That's in the headlines and events of the past year. They're hanging from a tree branch. The traditional jingle dance is done by a female caregiver and symbolizes healing. This year, many competitive and non-competitive jingle dancers danced to heal those with COVID and rid the earth of this pandemic. This represents my hope for the new life we will have once we can all reunite. These trying times will hopefully bring us closer together and heal the flesh wounds created by division. The dance was done initially by the Ojibwe tribe, which is a large part of my heritage. I learned this dance at a very young age. My grandma encouraged my sister and me to embrace this part of our culture. I look back on my childhood dances with fond memories. It also symbolizes and recognizes powerful indigenous women. Dances often spark community involvement and interaction. It is often featured in celebrations. When designing this, I wanted to capture a dancer's movement as the cones would blow through the wind and jingle. The jingle dance is a prayer dance, and I have hope and faith that there will be another side to what seems like a crazy year.
Wow. Amazing. This certainly has been a crazy year. Say something more about how the dance can involve community and why it's so important, especially in this time, as you described, such a crazy year.
Yeah, I think in trying times, having, you know, each other and having a community to fall back on is one of the most important things. I think some of the highlights of this year has been seeing other people come together for, you know, to help others, and seeing, you know, good people look out for their neighbors, like I said. And so dance is one of those ways that community is sparked, and so they can, you know, form relationships and, yeah, you know, realize the importance of each other through dance.
Wow. And as you talk and about the importance of community, and it sounds as if you're hopeful. You know, so many people have been so distracted and saddened by these crazy times we're living in. How do you what do you do to continue to be hopeful and to build community? Is your art an important piece of that?
I think having, you know, creative expression, but also, you know, education and learning. You know, my hope, a lot of it comes from my faith, but also just having, you know, experiences. And in my own community, I live in Cottage Grove, which is, you know, kind of known for our volunteering spirit. And I see kids around me and, you know, adults around me that, you know, live through being good people. And I just, you know, realize the hope of individual people and try to, you know, carry that with me as I, you know, go through times where it's, you know, more challenging on myself. I, you know, understand the importance and the value of human life.
Wow. That's amazing, MJ. MJ, what are some of your thoughts or plans for the future? What do you think 5 or 10 years from now, what will we say or see about MJ?
Like I said, I'm, you know, a senior in high school, so I'm going to be graduating this June, and I plan to attend Cornell University for their industrial and labor relations major and be studying a range of social sciences. With that, I'm either planning on going into public policy and either working on education or just human rights in general, or I've also thought about working as a social worker or community organizer to, you know, kind of help people and just be in public service in general.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's quite a future you have planned for yourself. And thinking about possible a future in public service and the necessity of building community, I think that you are headed to something that we can all depend on. And thank you so much for sharing yourself and open yourself to building community. Now, Cornell is a far way from Cottage Grove. Have you been to the East Coast, or why did you choose Cornell?
Yeah, so I haven't been to New York where Cornell is, but I've done a lot of research on the specific program I'm going into, industrial and labor relations. It has a large focus on the social sciences, and a lot of times when I was debating on what major, I would just go back between, you know, psychology, sociology, law, history, like all of those. And so this one major wraps it all together and has a focus on labor and people. And so that's kind of drawn me to that program. And there's not a lot of other programs where I'd be able to experience all of the ranging of social sciences in one major.
Wow, we have I'm so excited to hear about your passion and your interest in labor relations, and especially in these times when we need to lift up workers and the importance of workers organizing together. This is a field I think is critical as we seek to transform our society. So it's great to hear about your passion, and it's also great to know that you are working in also in the creative field to demonstrate something about your hope and your sense of the future. Thank you so much for joining us, and are you able to continue your artwork in the future as you hit the books and stuff like that?
I certainly hope to. I don't know if it'll, you know, be featured on the radio, but I hope I'll be able to at least continue it. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much, and just the best for you in your future, and thank you for sharing your passion for community and for the work that you are doing. That is so fantastic. And I hope everyone tune in and view your artwork. And thank you for your good work. Thank you for your family. And thank you for your community for helping you be the person you are, MJ. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
and send you forth with good. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And you are listening to More Talk Radio here on KBOO. I am Cecil Prescott, and we are talking with the recipients of the Greenfield Peace Scholarships for 2021. This is an annual scholarship that is sponsored by the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. We spoke with MJ, who is a senior at Cottage Grove High School, who has created this mobile piece, which is, well, I can't describe it. She describes it more as that features jingle cones typically found on traditional Native American regalia for the jingle dance, wrapped in the headlines and events of this past year. If you go to participate in the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility on scholarship this Saturday, you will get to meet and MJ and the other scholarship award winners, and to see the creative art that they have created. Let me share with you just a little bit about the Greenfield Scholarship. Katie Morrow, who is the staff person, shared with us about the history of the Greenfield Peace Scholarship. And traditionally, it has been an award. There's a prompt where people are asked to write either an essay or a poem. This year, The scholarship people, perhaps because of the unusual year we are in, thought it would be important to change the focus a little bit by focusing on the creative visual art. This year's theme is art and creation, self-expression, activism, and social change. And this year, young Oregonians who identify as BIPOC were asked to respond by creating a work of visual art. A very distinguished panel of judges reviewed the work submitted and selected the recipients for 2021. The Greenfield Peace Scholarship 2021 award ceremony will premiere on the Oregon PSR YouTube channel this Thursday, April 29th at 6:30 p.m. And we invite you to join us all as we hear and see the fantastic art pieces that these young artists and scholars have created, and also to be inspired by their vision of the future and where we are going for leading into the future. MJ, the first recipient who shared with us, talked a little bit about how this year has altered and made things different. And so she shared a little bit about her future, her dreams, her community, and what that meant for us. Joining us now is another scholarship winner, Alana, and Alana will share with us today. Alana, is that the correct pronunciation of your name?
Yeah, you said it perfectly.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we're just exploring and hearing about the Greenfield Peace Scholars. And tell us something a little bit about you, where you are from, what high school you attend, and what prompted you to enter this scholarship?
Okay. Well, my name is Alana. I attend Oregon City High School. I'm a senior. And I decided to apply for the scholarship because I am planning on pursuing an art degree. And I felt like the scholarship was a perfect fit because I had been thinking about a lot of these really political things throughout this past year. And so I felt like it was a good opportunity to try and get what I felt on the inside out into a piece. And I think I accomplished that.
It is an amazing piece. And I have here, it's entitled, "Or Does It Explode?" Say something about that, about your piece.
Yeah, I took the title from the poem that we reread it in school for humanities, and it really spoke to me. I actually have it on my wall.
Oh, wow.
But it's Harlem by Langston Hughes. It's a poem he wrote a while ago. It really spoke to me, the metaphors in it, because his first line is "What happens to a dream deferred," and I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about how long it took for racial justice to occur, and how long it's still taking to occur, and how it's an ongoing process.
Indeed, it is an ongoing process. And do you have your artist statement with you?
I do. I have it right here.
Okay. If you could read that. I think it is helpful for our listeners to hear something more about you and the origins and the purpose of this magnificent piece you have created. So why don't you read that now?
Okay. This is my Peace Scholarship Artist Statement. This is a piece I made on maroon construction paper with Prismacolor colored pencils. I was trying to capture all of the jumbled up feelings I've been having throughout this past year. The top panel was the one I created first. I created it after watching our Capitol get stormed by violent protesters and remembering this past September when fires ravaged Oregon, forcing over 500,000 people to evacuate. I felt emotional resonance between the two. Both were larger, uncontrollable by me, and, like the Capitol, when the fires and the smoke got close enough, we too had to leave our home. But this felt unfinished. I know objectively that there are good things happening in the world. I didn't want fear to be the entire story. I added to the piece the bottom panel, focusing on all the good brought about by people who don't look at what is, but instead towards what could be. The people who changed this nation's course, degree by degree, towards common good. I made this piece to highlight them, and to remind myself that there is still good all around us, even when I focus on the bad.
Wow. There is still good around all around us, you say, even when I focus on the bad. And, you know, your piece strikes me as so powerful, the two panels, and how you blended the disruption of the wildfires and what happened at the U.S. Capitol this past January, and then you added this other panel. You know, most people, so many people I know, would stop at the disruption, at the horrors of so much that has happened on this year, and yet you wanted to talk about working towards the common good. What gives you hope, or what inspires you to continue with that vision?
I think what inspires me is seeing just these normal people, and a lot of these like new public figures are like my age. So what inspires me is seeing these young people and seeing these people still standing up even after they've seen so many terrible things. Like these you see these pictures of protesters, and you see these pictures of like news reporters that are still going out and trying to capture the realities of what's happening even after there's violence and violent attacks against them. And I think that's really important to remember, like the tenacity of people is something really powerful.
Yeah, that is so true, and that tenacity of the people, you know, it comes through in the artwork here. I'm looking at the fist that is sort of like it comes out, and that reminds me of the tenacity of the people. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What are your plans next year and in the future? Continue your art, I know, but say something about your plans.
So this year has been, I've had to learn how to apply for colleges all on my own because there haven't been a whole ton of resources. I'm planning on attending Clackamas Community College for a year and then transferring over to PNCA over in Portland to pursue an illustration degree. And after that, hopefully get in the industry.
Say that again, like, after that, what?
Hopefully get in the industry and make good art.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Clackamas Community, I know it well, and I think that's great that you are will be attending that. Amy, I so appreciate what you are doing, and I am so amazed by your artwork, and also by what you just said in terms of the inspiration of young people and young voices, and your your sense of wanting to strive for the common good. Thank you for all that you do and for your vision and for your hope, and continue inspiring us and doing this amazing work that you're doing. Thank you so much for Alana for joining us and for what you said. I think I might have said Amy, but I'm sorry. But thank you, Alana, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Good luck to you, and best to you in your future. You are listening to More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott, here on your community radio station, KBOO FM, 90.7 on your FM dial in Portland, 91.9 in Hood River, 104.3 in Corvallis, Albany, and KBOO.FM via the World Wide Web. We're speaking this morning with recipients of the Greenfield Peace Scholarship 2021. The Greenfield Peace Scholarship is an annual scholarship program sponsored by the Oregon Physicians of Social Responsibility. The theme of this year's scholarship is art and creation, self-expression, activism, and social change. Young Oregonians who identify as BIPOC were asked to respond to the prompt by creating a work of visual art. A wonderful panel of judges reviewed the work submitted and selected the recipients of this year's award. We just finished speaking with one of the recipients, Alana, and up next we have Amy, who is another recipient of this year's awards. And Amy, thank you for waiting. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, Amy, tell us something about you, what school you attend, and what prompted you to enter this scholarship.
My name is Amy. I'm a senior at International School of Beaverton. How I found out about the scholarship was, I found it on Instagram because one of the clubs I'm doing follows Oregon PSR.
Yes.
So I do art at my school. I decided to join or commit something.
Yeah, very, very, very good. And this is amazing piece of art that you have created. Do you have your artist statement with you?
Yeah, I have
that you could read. Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you read it for us, and then we'll talk more about this wonderful piece of art that you created.
Okay. I use small plywood, wood stain paint, acrylic paint, popsicle sticks, and polymer clay. Ever since I was little, although my family was mostly Vietnamese, we constantly go to Chinese restaurants for family gatherings. Unfortunately, there was not really any Vietnamese restaurants. I used to wish there were more Vietnamese restaurants to go to. Now I don't mind eating at Chinese restaurants because I'm able to understand more about Chinese food and culture. It has been easier for me to communicate with friends who are Chinese. I was also able to learn differences between Vietnamese and Chinese culture and how similar the two cultures are. Going to a very white elementary school, I was often asked or have people say the food I brought to lunch was disgusting. I also had kids who would say ew, which made me start to step away from food from my culture. I found this very normal a very normal part of my life to not eat any foreign food around my friends. I'm still avoiding to bring those type of foods, just because I didn't want any questions about it. I don't blame people for questioning or making weird remarks, since society made a lot of offensive Asian stereotypes, because people just need to be educated. I wanted to sort of educate people through this art piece. Since the coronavirus has happened, I was able to appreciate part of my Chinese heritage. After the hate crimes that occurred to many Asians due to the coronavirus, many people have been scared of going to Chinese restaurants because people think that the coronavirus will be at the Chinese restaurants since it came from China. Due to many Chinese-owned restaurants and businesses have closed down, many business owners have been beaten by racist people. I wanted to showcase that Chinese restaurants are a beautiful thing and shouldn't be stereotyped as dirty or smelly food. I was inspired by many Chinese restaurants I've been to. One restaurant in particular that I remember was going to a small mural of the Great Wall of China. I remember admiring it while enjoying my food. So I thought of making a mural of a Vietnamese landscape as well at the wall, while incorporating mostly Chinese restaurant aspects in the sculpture as well.
Thank you so much. And I want to talk about this more in your observation. So, but describe a little bit about the piece. How large is it? I'm looking at it on a screen, but I have no sense of the size of it, its dimensions.
I think it's 15 by 20. It's like 15 by 20 inches. I guess it's like 10 inches tall. I guess I would say it's like the size of like computer. I don't know, that's a bad observation.
But no, I think we understand about the size, but it's so detailed. It's so amazing. Amazing. In your, what I found so powerful about your artist statement is that you express what I think many people have experienced, and I kind of smiled at the beginning of your statement about wishing that there were more Vietnamese restaurants to go to, and you it sounded as if you got to that point where you said, "Oh, I don't mind eating at Chinese restaurants." So you it sounded as if you say, "Okay, I can do this." But you also talk about not only the differences between the two cultures, but what we've experienced so much this last year in terms of the anti-Asian hatred that has become so prevalent in so many communities. If you don't mind, in your statement, you also talk about some of your experience of going to a predominantly white school, and my experience of always having to explain or trying to be the representative of my group, and the constant pressure I've felt. Do you have any sense of, or how have you felt this past year with all that's been going on, and what has given you the ability to cope?
Well, since this past year, I actually felt like more angry before coronavirus, I think like if someone said something racist, I would like be so normalized and be like, okay, now go fight this person. it's just normal life. We're just, yeah, I'll just agree with it. And then, but since like the coronavirus has happened, I think it was more of like an eye opener for me. Like, do all these people that are like, are like, they're my race, they're getting beat up, they're literally just walking past and they're getting shouted at, and it just started to like, I started to realize that like, Asian hate is real. Like, people are getting hurt just because they're Asian. No one, a lot of people seem to normalize it, and I also normalize that, like, normalize racism against Asians. But my way to cope with it, I guess, like, I guess resharing like certain stories, donations, and trying to like tell myself that I shouldn't be afraid of these people when I go out in public. It's just, it's like, I think of like certain situations where like, what can I do to avoid getting confronted by these people? But you know, my way to cope is just like going on YouTube and seeing all these celebrities that stand up for Asians, and comforting. But yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. In the sense that you're not alone. And I, you know, want to affirm what you just said in terms of anger. And I think that's a legitimate feeling to feel, and to be angry. But also, it seems as if you saw that there were people standing up and speaking out, and that seems as if that gave you hope. One thing about art is that it can be an expression of people, but it also can be a statement. And the art piece that you created here, you say it seems a statement that you made by, you wanted people to know, you wanted to showcase, you write, that Chinese restaurants are a beautiful thing and shouldn't be stereotyped as dirty or smelly food, and that you were inspired by the many Chinese restaurants that you have been to. And you said there's one restaurant in particular that had a small mural of the Great Wall of China. Is that a restaurant that you have been to, or have you shared with the people at the restaurant how you were inspired by the mural on that wall?
Well, I think it's already, like, the restaurant itself is closed, but, like, it's a real restaurant.
Yeah.
I think it moved to a different location, but it's a real restaurant that I remember going to, that I remember eating, and I was like, oh, there's this giant mural. It's like, it was like pretty interesting.
Right. And tell us again, are you a senior at the International School of Beaverton?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are your plans for next year, Amy?
I'm planning to go to Oregon State University and study architectural engineering.
Okay. Are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to that. I'm a little nervous, but I think hopefully I do well. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think any starting off any new venture, if you're not nervous, then you're not really understanding enormity of it, but I think you'll do well. And I think from our conversation, it seems as if you are a person who know themselves well, and that you are able to meet the challenges you face. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and for sharing. And I hope that that next year will bring excitement. And thank you for all that you do. And thank you for this artwork. And congratulations for winning the scholarship, Amy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you. And we just finished speaking with Amy Nguyen, who's a student at the International School of Beaverton. And she is one of the recipients of the Greenfield Peace Scholars for her art, for their artwork entitled Chinese Restaurant. We've had the opportunity this morning to speak with several of the winners of the Greenfield Peace Scholarship this year. MJ, who is a Cottage Grove High School senior, who created a piece entitled To Heal. And in it, it's a mobile piece that features jingle cones typically found on traditional Native American regalia for the jingle dance. And also we spoke with Alana, who is a student at the Oregon City High School, and her work, Or Does It Explode? She got the name from Langston Hughes poem, and her art piece was made on maroon construction paper with Prismacolor colored pencil, and it's two connected panels that reveals the troubles in this past year, the natural wildfires that we experience here in Oregon, and the wildfire in the U.S. Capitol building last January. But that's paired with a panel of people coming together, and what Alana reminds us in her artist pay statement is that the people can change this nation course degree by degree, Alana writes, towards common good. And we also spoke with Amy Nguyen, who is the student of the International School of Beaverton, whose artwork is entitled Chinese Restaurant. Her art piece is to use, small plywood, wood stain paint, acrylic paint, popsicle sticks, and polymer clay to create a small Chinese restaurant. In her artist statement, she said that her family is mostly Vietnamese, but they often went. There weren't many Vietnamese restaurants to go to, so they often ate at Chinese restaurant, where she learned to understand more about Chinese food and culture. And in her artwork, she a replication of a Chinese restaurant to showcase that Chinese restaurants are beautiful things. And in this year, when we have witnessed so much anti-Asian hatred and violence against AAPI people, it is a sign to inspire many people that Chinese restaurants and are beautiful, and those are places to remind us that hate crimes should be denounced, and not only verbally, but any way we can. So we want to thank those artists, Amy and Alana and MJ, who were able to be with us this morning. And also, there are another artist, Olivia, who was unable to be with us this morning. She's also from the a student at Clackamas High School. Her artwork is entitled Shed Weight for a New Light. And then she is an artist, depicts a black girl with a blue mask and shirt crumbling and tearing into pieces. She is also a recipient of the Greenfield Peace Scholarship this year. And all of these fantastic pieces of work can be seen on the 29th of April at 6:30 p.m. on the Oregon PSR YouTube channel. And that will be a time when the Greenfield Peace Scholars will be acknowledged and their artwork will be shared for all to know. We are grateful always for the work of many people in many communities. And I want to thank the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility for tilting on the Greenfield Peace Scholarship by recognizing the special voices and people and communities this year and being able to transform what has been a somewhat traditional scholarship, which had focus on the written word and poetry, by focusing on artwork this year by young artists who are black, indigenous, and people of color. And what you will see when you turn to the YouTube channel are some magnificent artwork by magnificent artists who have a field of what is going on right now in our state, in our country, and who are able to put their vision into a visual piece of art. Each art is unique and says something not only about their artist, but about the vision, about who we are as a nation and who we might become. So let us continue to support the voices and the passion of our young people. I invite you all to attend the Oregon PSR Scholarship Award Dinner this Thursday, virtually, of course, and to continue to support those who are standing up in many different ways. So I want to thank for Katie, the staff person for OPSR, for introducing us and for gathering the artists. And I want to thank MJ and Alana and Amy, and also to acknowledge Olivia for what they have done and for the work they have created. You have been listening to the More Talk Radio. I'm Cecil Prescott. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more insightful programming on your community radio station that I know you are continuing to support, KBOO, and stay tuned for more programming right up. Thank you. We will hear you next week. Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Do you miss going to the theater? Looking for some drama? Then tune in for The Strange Case of Nick M., an all-new radio play by Imago Theater on Monday, May 3rd at 10 p.m. Listeners will be taken on